Today's daf is Chulin daf Pei Gimel, and we are at the third wide line of daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. So the last Amud in Perek Oisav Esperes. Ok, the Mishnah. There are four times a year. If somebody sells his friend a behemoth, he has to notify him. Ima macharti lishchoit or bita macharti lishchoit. So what happens if you're a meicher behemoth? You sell to Reuven an animal. Now Shimon comes looking at your animals and he says, I like this one. The problem is you just sold this animal's mother. Do you have to be concerned that both Loikhim are going to shech the two animals on the same day? Thus, by you selling them the animals, you're being machshel them in the loisase of or do you not have to be concerned? What do I have to worry? Maybe they're going to shecht it on different days. How do I know that they're going to be over the Isser? So the question is, as it relates to this Isser of Lifnei Iver Leisita in Michshol, is there something that I need to be concerned about or not? So says the Mishnah, ordinarily it's not something you have to worry about. Stating that there are four times a year where you would have to notify a buyer, you would have to tell him, listen, I'll sell the animal to you, but I want you to know that I already sold this animal's mother. I already sold this animal's child. Elohim, what are these four times? Erev Yontav Achron Shel Chag. Erev, the last day of Sukkot, also known as Erev Shmini Atzeres. Erev Yontav Rishon Shel Pesach. And Erev, the first day, Pesach. The Erev Atzeres. Erev Shavuos, the Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Yisak Lili added, he said, Af Erev Yom Kippur in the Galil. Also, Erev Yom Kippur in the Galil. Pashup Shat, these were days, Rashi says, Shahayu Marbin Besimcha, where people were very Marbin Besimcha. As a result, people would buy a lot of meat. If they bought a lot of meat, then you have to be concerned that it makes sense. If on Erev Yontif somebody is in the supermarket, he's probably buying food for Yontif. So in this case, if you're buying an animal, Erev Yontif, presumably the person's going to shech the animal on that day. Thus, it's in these four times, or five, according to Beis Aglili, where people were marbe b'simcha, thus they were marbe b'basar, that you had to assume that the person's going to shech it this day. Otherwise, you don't have to be concerned, and you're not obligated as the meicher to tell the lekeach anything. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ei masai b'sman she'in li revach." This is only true if there's no time between, meaning both people or both animals were sold on the same day. Aval yeshle revach, Rashi says that what happens if you sold the mother yesterday, then you don't have to notify the lekeach who's buying the child on Erev Yontif that I want you to know I already sold the mother yesterday. The reason is because you could assume that if you sold the mother yesterday, maybe the shechita happened yesterday. Maybe the shechita isn't going to take place today. The only time you have to worry about this is if there's a real umdana that both animals are going to be slaughtered on the same day. But if there's no real umdana that both animals are going to be slaughtered on the same day, even though you know both animals are probably being slaughtered for Yontif, but being that I sold one yesterday, I could assume that it happened yesterday. And Oisav es Benoyes leis shechat to be a mechad. And as long as it's not the same day, you don't have to worry. Moed Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda's Moed, but Moichar say im lechasim es abas lekala, that in the event that a chasim and the kala, they both came together, they went shopping in the same store, they're buying animals, so there should be meat for the chasina. So apparently they chipped in on some level, so the chasin's buying, and the kala's buying 50-50, so the halach is shetzorech lehidi. Over there, you would have to notify them. The reason is because it's clear that they're both shechting it on the same day. Because they're obviously both shechting it for the chasana. So we assume that they're probably going to leave it around at the end of the day. So even if one bought it yesterday, the other one bought it today, presumably both shechites are going to take place at the same day. Thus, if you don't notify them, you're being machshel them in the islif neivra. You know, we've spoken out many times, the Chasam Sofer and Yeridei Yotes and other achroinim say this yesoid as well. The Tzitz Eliezer said it in his tshuva about abortion that we spoke about a few weeks ago, and that is that the only time there's an issur lifnei iver is if it's batuach, it's 100% that an issur is going to take place. As long as there's a little bit of wiggle room that maybe there's not going to be an issur, you don't have to be concerned. But if there's for sure that both are going to shecht it the same day, you as a meicher have an obligation to make sure that you notify the buyer so that they do not do an avera. That's the lashon biyodua. Where it's Yodua, where we know for sure, Shashneim, Shaychnim, Yem Echad, that's where it's a problem. Barba, Prokem, Elu, these same 4 days, again, Erev, Shmini, Atzeres, Erev, the first day, Pesach, Erev, Shavuos, and Erev, Rosh Hashanah, Mashchiten, Esat, Tabach, Bal Karchai. The halacha is that if somebody gave money to a tabach, he gave money to a butcher. So this person owns the animals and he shechts the animals. That's what he does for a living. That's how he makes his parnasa. So the halacha is that if I give money to the Shaychet, I can't necessarily demand that the Shaychet give me the meat that I paid for today. So there was some protocol. You're allowed to, I guess, wait as the meicher until you sell enough of the meat. Then you'll shecht the animal and you'll start distributing all the meat of the animal to all the people that paid for it. Stating that, there are four times a year where the loikeach has a right to go over to the meicher and say, listen, I need the meat today. You can't give it to me in 2 weeks from now. I bought it. I paid for it. It was understood that I was buying it for a day like today. And even if the meicher has this huge animal that right now he doesn't have loikeachim for, but if this yid paid him a few dollars for a little bit of meat, he has an obligation to shecht this big animal, even if he may incur a loss as a result of it, to give the person the meat that he paid for. It's dafka on these 4 days. Even if the ox is worth 1,000 dinar, so he only has a very small percentage of this animal accounted for as far as the meat that he sold. Doesn't matter. We force him to sell. Being that we force the meicher to shech this animal to give to the loikeach, the halacha is, in mace, if the animal dies, the loikeach is the one that ends up losing out. Because if we're going to force the meicher to give the meat to the loikeach, then on some level we look at the meat as already belonging to the loikeach. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. And therefore, if an oinus or so happens, the loss isn't to the meicher, even though it's in the meicher's possession. But rather, the loss is going to be to loikeach. The rest of the year, the loikeach doesn't have a right to force the meicher to shech the animal to distribute the meat to him. L'fichach, the rest of the year, in mace l'moicher. Being that you can't force the moicher, we look at it as being in the possession of the moicher, so if any loss happened to the animal, the moicher is the one that has to incur the loss. Either way, the first halacha of the Mishnah was, barba, prakim, bashana, there are 4 times a year, 4 days, that a moicher who sells an animal, and he knows that on that same day, he already sold either the mother or the child, would have to notify the lekeach that ima macharti lishchait or bita macharti lishchait. The reason is because it's yodua that both buyers are going to shecht on that day. If two people, even though they're two different people, shecht, a mother and a child on the same day, they're over the yisr, the second one is over the yisr of oisleiv es benoi, you as a meicher have an obligation to make sure that the person that buys this animal from you does not violate this yisr. Says the Gemara Tana, in the event that you buy an animal on Erev, Shmini Atzeres, and the meicher didn't notify you of anything of this sort, so you didn't say ima macharti or bita macharti, you have a right to go ahead, you can shecht it, meaning you don't have to stop being paranoid and do your own inspections. You can base it 100% on what the meicher does or does not tell you. If he tells you he sold the mother, you know he sold the mother. If he doesn't tell you he sold the mother, his shtik is kahida, you have a right to believe him, so by him not telling you that he sold the mother, that gives you a right to assume he didn't, thus you can check. The Mishnah gave an example where you have to be worried, and that is that if you sold the mother animal to the chaslan, and the daughter, the calf, to the kala, so there you need to notify in the event that that's going to happen, because for sure the chasen and the kala are going to be shechting their respective animals on the same day. So Mara makes a diak. Lomeli the misni has aim l'chasen v'sabas l'kala. Is that dafka? You mentioned the mother to the chasen and the daughter to the kala, and the reverse order. You wouldn't have the same halacha. So Mara says, of course you would. But milsa agav orche kamashmon d'irichar lemitzruch bechasen etfemi bechalasi. You see from here that the chasen should contribute more to the chasen than the kala, and as a result, the aim, which is the bigger animal that the chasen's going to buy, the child, which is the smaller one, that the kala is going to buy. So they continued, and the Mishnah said that another unique halacha as it relates to these 4 times a year, and that is that if somebody gave money, made a deposit with a meicher, he said, this money is going to be for meat that I would like you to sell to me. So ordinarily, you can't force the meicher to give you the meat. Stating that, you do have a right to force him. Then the Mishnah said a chiddush. Being that the loikeach could force the meicher on Erev Shmini Atzeres, let's say, to give him meat, if something would happen to the animal on Erev Shmini Atzeres, the animal died all of a sudden, now it's an avela, and there's a tremendous hefsin mammon, the loikeach would lose his money. He can't come back and say now, oh, give me my money back, it's not mine, it was in your rishos. Being that I had an obligation to give you the meat, it's viewed as if it's already yours. Right? The Gemara, the obvious question. At the end of the day, it doesn't belong to the loikeach. It belongs to the meicher. It's true that we can force, for whatever reason, the meicher to give the meat to the loikeach, but forcing him to give it to the loikeach doesn't make it the loikeach's. At the end of the day, it doesn't belong to the loikeach. When would it become the loikeach's? If he made a kinyan. How do you make a kinyan on metaltalin? Meshicha. So freak the Gemara, but like Mashach, you didn't do Meshicha. If you didn't do Meshicha, like Keach, then it doesn't belong to like Keach. So there could be a rabbinic Kenas, where we impose upon the Meicher something, you know, very cruel, where you have to sell this very expensive, you're going to have to shecht an expensive animal, which can come at a tremendous hefsin moment to give this Yid his diner's worth of meat. That's very nice, but it doesn't make it to Lekeach. So if it doesn't make it to Lekeach, it's not to Lekeach until he actually did a Meshicha. So how you talking, the halach is that if something happens to the animal, the Lekeach is the one that incurs the loss. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Rav Huna said, I heard a teretz from Rav. He said, Kishon Mashach, the Mishnah is talking about, we did do Meshicha. If you did Meshicha, how are you going to read the Sefer? The Sefer said that the rest of the year, in Meis Lemoicher, the halacha is that during these four times where you can force the Meicher to give you the meat, so there, if the animal dies, Meis Lekech. The rest of the year where you can't force the Meicher to give you the meat, if it dies, it dies Lemoicher. If you did Meshicha, then it belongs to Lekech. So if the Lekech did Meshicha, punkt happens to be in the possession of the Meicher right now, but if he did Meshicha, then why is it Meis Lemoicher? It should also be Meis Lekech. It's talking about where the Meicher appointed a Shliach on behalf of the Lekeach without the knowledge of the Lekeach to be Zoicha in this meat on behalf of the Lekeach. What's the halacha? Barba prokim elu, during these four times a year, this chusulai, where it's a chus for the Lekeach to have the meat, because he's going to be marbe besuda, he needs the meat during these four times of year. Zochen la'adam shloi b'fana. It's considered a schos. And being that it's considered a schos, zochen la'adam shloi b'fana, this shliach that the meicher appointed on behalf of the lekeach is a valid shliach for the lekeach. What do you mean? The lekeach never appointed him. That's the halach of zochen la'adam shloi b'fana. And it's a schos for him. Thus, even though the Lekeach never did the Meshicha, but this Shliach did the Meshicha al yidei zochen la'adam shalei b'fanav on behalf of the Lekeach. That's why if something happens to it, it's Meis Lekeach. But the rest of the year, we can't assume for sure that it's a schus for the Lekeach to have the meat. Maybe he doesn't want the meat right now. Thus, we deem it a chayv, em chavon la'adam shalei b'fanav. Therefore, the Shlichas does not go into effect, because the only time you can make a Shliach for somebody else without his knowledge is if it's a schus. But b'shayim Meis Hashan, it isn't a schus. We look at it as a chayv. It falls under the category of in chavon la'adam ela b'fanav. Thus, the halacha is going to be that in meis lemoicher, because at the end of the day, the lekeach never did meshicha. If he never did meshicha, it's not going to be his. Either way, the first teretz of the Gemara is where he did meshicha. Again, if the animal dies during these 4 days, meis lekeach. Why? Because he did meshicha. If he did meshicha, he didn't send a sefer. It means that the Meicher appointed a Shliach to do Meshicha on behalf of the Lekeach. During those 4 days, it's a Schos, Zachel, Adam, Shloi, Befana, Vivas, you have a Meshicha, therefore a Meis, Meis, Lekeach. B'shayi, Meis, Hashan, it's considered a Chayv, in Chavon, Adam, Ela, Befana. Rabbi Lazim, Rabbi Yechon, Lazim, and then Rabbi Yechon, a different Teretz. Barba, Prokham, Elu, during these 4 times a year, Hamidu, Chachamim, Devrei, Maldin, Torah. The Chachamim went back to the original Din Dei Reis. What's the Din Dei Reis? It's Rabbi Yechon Lushitasai. I'm Rabbi Yechonon. Perik HaZofim. Dvar Torah Mois Koinis. Mid Dei Reis, so the way you koin a metalton is with money. Matam Amru Mashiach HaKoinu. Why did the Chachamim say that you could only be koin a metalton with Mashiach? Gzeir Hashem Yomel in this Rechitech HaBalia. Because they were worried that if Reuven's buying something from Shimon, he gives him money, and you're saying that Mois Koinis, the Kinyin, the Mecher, goes into effect merely by the buyer giving the seller money. So even though the chitin, for example, it's just an example, that the meicher sold is still in the attic of the meicher, but if the lekech paid for it, so it belongs to the lekech. What happens if there's a fire now in the house? So it's yitachin that the meicher won't be so incentivized to climb upstairs and take down the chitin to save it on behalf of the lekech. If it's still the meicher, he'll do it. If it's the lekech, it's not. So the chama made a takana, gzeir shema yoymar loy nisrafu chitecha ba'aliyah, meaning it's really going to play out. So they said that meicher shouldn't be kind, but midday raisa meis is kind. Being that midday raisa meis is kindness, said Rabbi Yochanan, during these 4 times a year, we say that we're going to be very machmer for the meicher. We're going to tell the meicher, you have to shech the animal, even at a loss, to give the lekeach the meat that he paid for, but at the same time, we're going to throw him a bone. At the same time, we're going to be machmir for the lekeach as well. And we're going to tell the lekeach that even though you paid for it, and ordinarily mois are not kaina, but being the midday raisa mois kainas, we're going to invoke the dindoi raisa which is something the Chachamim have a right to do, and they're going to say over here, Mois is going to be kindness. And then this is all Rabbi Yechon Lashitasa, because Rabbi Yechon is the one that holds that Midairaisa, Mois is really kindness. However, according to Rish Lakish, who throughout Shas holds Mois is not kindness, of course this wouldn't work. Either way, Rabbi Yechon Lashitasa, he said a very Gishmaki Teretz, based on the idea of Midairaisa, Mois being kindness. Where else do you find that we reckon in the world of Lemaisa with Dvar Torah Mois kindness? So again, if somebody buys something from somebody else, he pays for it, it's not his yet. The only time it becomes yours is if you do some sort of act in the thing itself that you're buying. Meshicha, Hagbah, Kinyicha, there's different types of kinyanim that you can do. But the point is merely paying for something, right? You would think, from a secular perspective, for sure, that if I pay for something, it's mine. Right? Once I pay for it, I'm mine. If you pay for it, it's not yours. Terms, but you know, if you pay for it, that's in theory when you would expect something to be yours. That's true on a Torah law level with karka, but it's not true with metaltalin. When it comes to metaltalin, just because you paid for something does not make it yours. So if I paid for something, I don't have it. I can't be mekadesh an issue with it. It's not mine. I paid for it, it's very nice. That just means the person has an obligation to give it to you. But at the end of the day, you don't own something merely by paying for it. You don't own it unless you do a kinyan. The most notable and obvious and talked about kinyan in Shas is kinyan meshicha. You pull it or you slap it. That's what meshicha means. But in terms of actually owning it, you don't own it merely by paying for it. Stating that is machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish. Is that only midrabbanan or is that even midday rice? Rabbi Yechon said a chiddush dvar Torah mois kindness. Midday rice, you do own something when you pay for it. It's only midrabbanan. The rabbanan said that you shouldn't own it. But midday rice, Rish Lakish said no. Even midday rice, mois is not kindness. As relates to our Gemara, Rabbi Yechon said if midday rice and mois is kindness, we could work with mois kindness. Another place is it's Yadua that Chida and the Machne Ephraim, they both say a Chiddush, that being that Midai Raisa Mois is kindness, whenever it comes to doing a mitzvah Dai Raisa, you shouldn't merely rely on Kinyan Meshicha, but you should make sure that you have Kinyan Mois as well. So for example, Dalad Minim. So let's say somebody buys his Esrig, and he buys it on credit. So he didn't pay for it yet, but he did a Meshicha. So midrabanan, he was certainly kainet. But being that Dvar Torah Mois kainet, so it says the Machne Ephraim, a chiddush, you shouldn't rely merely on Meshicha, but you should pay for it. Because Midei Raisa Mois kainet. Now, the truth is that once the Rabbanan say you're kainet with Meshicha, Hefker Bezen Hefker means it's yours, even on a Dei Raisa level. That's why it's a chiddush what the Machne Ephraim is saying. But at the end of the day, as I zok the Machne Ephraim and as I zok the Chida, they say that when it comes to a mitzvah Dei Raisa, you shouldn't merely rely on Kinyan Meshicha. You should do Kinyan Meshicha, because at the end of the day, Takaras Chachamim is that Mois is not kainet. But being that Midai Raisa Mois is kainos, so you have to end up doing Meshicha, and you have to end up doing Kinyan Kesef as well. We always speak out to Bnei Yisrael, we haven't spoken to that in a little while, who says that in Parshas Bo, Hashem said, Mishchu ukulochem tzoin. Mishchu ukulochem tzoin. We're referring to the tzoin shal mitzvah, the tzoin of the carbon pasach, and Hashem told the Yidden, go ahead, and Mishchu ukul. Mishchu, says the Bnei Yisrael, that's Kinyan Meshicha. That's kicha kicha mistay Ephraim. That's kinyan kesef. That being that they were going to be mekayim a mitzvah deiraisa, the mitzvah of korban pesach. So you have to do saida kinyan derabanan. That's the kinyan meshicha. You also have to do dvar Torah mois kainos. That's the kinyan deiraisa. Either way, even though we paskin that mois is not kainos when it comes to dini derabanan, but you see the chachamim worked with it. Rabbi Yochanan in this mishnah right over here talked away in mesach tushchon dape gimel amar aleph. The machnen frames chiddush that when it comes to mitzvahs deiraisa over the year should be chayish for the halach of Mois kindness. But either way, so we have a little bit of a lighter omid here, we'll take advantage of it. And that is that the Mishnah said, Barba Prakim Vashana, there are four times a year, the halach is, Hamoicher Behemel Chaver Tzorch Laidia, Ima Macharti Lishchait, Bita Macharti Lishchait. What were the four times? Erev Shmini Atzeres, Erev Pesach, the first days, Erev Shavuos, and Erev Rosh Hashanah. The obvious question on the Mishnah is, why by Sukkot is it Erev Shmini Atzeres, not Erev the first day Sukkot? And why by Pesach is it Erev the first day Pesach? Exactly. And it's not Erev the last day Pesach. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi discusses why Erev Shmini Atzeres. So Rashi, B'yom Teva Achren Shalchag, Hayu Marbin B'Simcha, Mipnei Sheregol La'atzmayhu, V'chavav Aleim. We know the Gemara says that Shmini Atzeres is regal B'fnei Atzmay. And as a result, It was a special chavivos shmini atzeres. I mean, there was a special chavivos. So they were more marbe b'simcha shmini atzeres than the first days. Maybe it was hard to do both. But the point is that you want to know why the first day sukkis. That's what Rashi's addressing. First is the last day sukkis. Is because shmini atzeres is regel b'fnei atzmai. So it was chaviv aleim, and they were marbe b'simcha. This gemara is also a gemara in Masechtas Avodah Zarah Daf Hei Amud Beis. Tosfos over there says a different shot. Tosfos says that we know that the 7 days of sukkis, they used to bring 70 karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. And the 70 karbonos were connected to the 70 nations. The 70 nations, each nation got its own carbon, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, the tremendous Meshach Chachma that we spoke at the beginning of Masechta Shavuos, Gevaldik. But either way, on Shmini Atzeres, they brought another carbon, and that carbon wasn't for the Umayis, it was for Klal Yisrael. Says the Tosfos, being that on Sukkos, the karbonos were brought for the Umayis, as opposed to on Shmini Atzeres, it was brought b'shvil Yisrael. It's for that reason the Yidden were marbe b'simcha when it came Shmini Atzeres. Says Tosfos, the gamer karbonishe b'shmini hayu b'shvil Yisrael, v'chol achag hayu makrivim k'neged oiv dekechavim. That was the reason that they were marbe b'simcha, and that's why it's Erev Yontev Achron. That's when there was the ribuy of simcha. Erev Sukkah is not as much, but Erev Shmini Atzeres, there they were much more b'simcha. I was thinking maybe Poshet, based on what's Yodua, B'shem the Vilna Goyen, it's brought down in the Meiser Rav. It's Ois Reish Lama Gimel, HaGoyen Zal, referring to the Vilna Goyen. Hoyu Sameach Ma'oid B'chag HaSukkos. He was very happy on Sukkos. Ubi Yoyser B'shmini Atzeres. V'yisa Ach Sameach, it says by Sukkos. But as happy and as besimcha as the Vilna Goyen was on Sukkos, it was B'yoyser B'shmini Atzeres. Ki hu Yoyser Yoyim Simcha Mikol Yimei Achag. Because it's more of a Yom Simcha, more so than the rest of Sukkis, al pisoid. So on the side, in the Likutei Agra, they bring that the Vilna Gaon, in his Pirush HaMishle, on Eishes Chayo Miyimtza, so Oiz V'hodol Levusha, V'tishak L'yoy Machrin, says the Vilna Gaon, Oiz Hu Rosh Hashanah V'yom Kippur. Hodor is Sukkis, as the Pasuk says, creates Hodor. V'tishak L'yoy Machrin Hu Shmini Atzeres. Sha'olov Nemar V'hoyiso Ach Sameach. Ach is the rabbis, ach in shalchag. So the point is that Shmini Atzeres is vatischak liyoy machron. On the bottom over here, they bring for Reb David Kohen Shlita, who said that the word tzchaik, you find with regards to Olam Haba. Oz yimale tzchaik pinu. Right, the Gemara says also la adam shiyimale piv tzchaik ba Olam Hazeh shenemar oz yimale tzchaik pinu. He says that's the oimik and vatischak liyoy machron. It brings from other guyans as well. Liyoy machron is referring to Olam Haba. Seven is Teva, Shmini is Lamayla Mana Teva. That's why Shmini Atzeres is Vatischak Liyoy Machrein. This is all above my pay grade. But the point is that Shmini Atzeres is Vatischak Liyoy Machrein. There's a special obligation of Simcha, and the Gro was a no Dairish Umekayim. Ha Gro, Hoyo Somech, Moy Bechagasukis, Ubi Yoysev Shmini Atzeres, Ki Hu Yoysev Yoym Simcha, Mikol Yimea Chag Alpi Asoy. Thus, if it's a question of Erev the first day Sukkis, of Erev the last day Sukkis, it's moving why there was a Simcha Yisim. That's this man of Atisak Liyamachrit. It plays itself out in a halacha in Perak Oisiv Ez Benoi. Schmack. A halacha that it's Erev Yontif Achrit Shulchag. No? As opposed to Erev Yontif Arishat Shulchag. But I'll tell you another aura that I saw, and this is in the spirit of Purim Kofim. Chassam Soifer, in his Chdushi Chassam Soifer, right here, and this Gemara asks Akasha. He says, there's one Yontif that I think is missing from the Mishnah, and that's Purim. Reitach Sam Soifer, Hodolaitan Purim. The Bayu Simcha. How come Purim is not mentioned? On Purim, there's a mitzvah to be with Simcha. Ain't Simcha Ela Bebasar. So the Chura, why is it that Purim is not mentioned? Says the Chassam Sofer, a Dover Nifla. He says, Yesh Loimar, Dahu Regilim Be'agolim, V'loi Be'aim, Ela Bibna. Okay, the Mashram Sechtes Bab Metzia, Dafayin Chesam, it beis. What does that mean? So, Gemara, in the Sechtes Bab Metzia, Ayin Chesam, it beis, tucked away, in Perek HaSoicher Es Ha'umnin. So it's discussing over there money that was collected by the Gabbai Tztaka. It was collected for Purim. It was collected for other reasons. And the question is, are you allowed to use it now for something else? Migvas Purim, L'Purim. Money that was collected for Purim needs to be used for Purim. Migvas Ha'ir, if it was collected for a specific city, La'isa'ir. Ve'ein medaktikin bedover, you don't have to be so medaktik. Avoloikhim eso agolim. But when it comes to the Gabbai Tztaka, who collected money for Purim, what should he do with the money? He should buy agolim,
should buy calves. V'shoichtim v'oichlin oisam. And you should eat it. V'amoyse yipol akishol tzdokim. Zokta chasam soifer, I'm focusing on one word. V'loichin eso agolim. What's agolim? These are baby cows. These are calves. It's mashma, says the chasam soifer, that the minig was on Purim, they used to eat agolim. Otherwise, why does it say v'loichin eso agolim? V'loichin behemus. What's it have to be agolim for? Why is it v'loichin agolim? Oifis, and if it's a behemah gasa, and if it's a bigger animal, if it's 5 years old, what's wrong with that? Why does it have to be an eagle? Says the chasam soifer, it sounds to me, from this diuk in this is unbelievable guidance, that they used to eat on Purim, me, true, but they were medaktik to only eat a golem. If they only ate a golem, there's no oisev es benoi. Oisev es benoi is the mother and the child. They're eating the babies. So, incidentally, what's an egel? Veal. So, right? Veal.
Trefus.
Right, veal. Exactly. I was thinking that also. There's no trefus, right? You don't run into the sirchis issue because even the Ashkenazim that follow the kulas of the Ramah are machmer when it comes to a golem. As I stated in Ramah. But either way, they would eat veal on Purim. So being that they ate veal, they never ate the mother. Oh, if they never ate the mother, so veal is not going to be a problem. The question is why? Zokta Chasam Soifer, I don't know. V'tamo lo yadana. That's his punchline. But the bottom line is, Zokta Chasam Soifer, I have a dig in a mission over here in Chulun, Dapay Gimla, Manav. This also mentioned about the Zorah, Dapay Yom and Beis. That for some reason, Purim, we're marbe b'simcha. But there's no halach of ima macharti bita macharti. What's the pshat? He said, I think it's based on a one-word diak in a Gemara above a Mitzir. Ein ches, tucked away. Where it's mashma that they used to buy a golem. If they ate a golem, so they never ate the mother. If they never ate the mother, then there's no problem. Stating that, says the Chasam Soifer. Says the Chasam Soifer, take a look in the Magen Avraham. Simin Tov Reish Tzadik Vav, Siv Katon Tez Vav. So the Magen Avraham over there is in the end of Hilchas Megillah. And the context over there is discussing someone that's loyalenu and oinein on Purim. And the question is he allowed to eat meat? Is he allowed to drink wine? So the Mechaber says, Yesh mi sha'oimer sha'oinen mutter bebasa v'yayin. Some say that it's okay for an oinen to eat basa v'yayin. Freik the Magad Avraham, tzorach yir, lom yehe mutter b'layla bebasa v'yayin. Says, I don't understand. Like, mehecha tesi, why should it be mutter? I mean, it sounds like there's some mitzvah to eat basar. Thus, there's a svara that an oinen, even though he has to observe his aninos, but the mitzvah to eat basar is going to be doicha his halacha of aninos. Doesn't understand. He says, where do you find anywhere a mitzvah to eat basar? Says the Magen Avraham, the efshar loimar, maybe the Purim Shani, the Chsiv Beis Simcha, the Ein Simcha Ela B'Basar, says maybe, because you find an idea of Pi B'Simcha on Purim, and ain't simcha elo bebasa. Maybe it's a mitzvah to eat basa. It's a mitzvah to eat basa. It's moving. Why is an idea for an oinein to eat basa? And why would it be okay for him to do it? Because it's a mitzvah. Meaning the Magen Avraham clearly was unsure whether there's a mitzvah to eat basa on Purim. There's a mitzvah to be besimcha, but for some reason, the Magen Avraham wasn't sure if that translates into there being a mitzvah to eat basa. So then the Magen Avraham digresses a little bit. He says, just because there's a mitzvah of simcha, does that mean basa? Says Margula Bapumi the Inchi ain't simcha ella babasa v'yayin. It comes from a Rambam, but we know the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim that is much based on the Shai Kaim ain't simcha ella babasa shlomim. But Achshav Shai based on the Shkaim ain't simcha ella b'yayin. And the Beis Yosef says a Matmiya on the Rambam that the Rambam brings basa v'yayin. So the Magen Avraham brings this raid over here. Meaning even if there's a mitzvah of simcha, who said there's a mitzvah of basa? Maybe there's only a mitzvah of yayin. But either way, the Magen Avraham seems to be unsure. What the Chasam Soifer seems to be saying though is that I have a raya. A Gemara of Mitzia. That I see two things. Number one, the Magen Avraham wasn't sure in Tov Reish Tzadik Vav where there's a mitzvah to eat basar on Purim. I think from that Gemara you see there is a mitzvah to eat basar. Number two, as it relates to what kind of basar, it sounds like they used to eat veal. They used to eat a golem. If that's the case, it'd be very geschmack why it's not mentioned in this mission over here. And that pei gimel amid aleph. Either way, zok the mission of aiter. Yoim echad ha'amur ba'oisei ves benoi. So the Mishnah says v'shoir oisei ves benoi loisishchatu b'yoim echad. What does yoim echad mean? But Ois says the Mishnah. Yoim echad amur ba'oisei ves benoi. Yoim hoilu achra laylo. The day follows the night. Meaning it's not 24 hours be'ez la'ez, but it's a night and a day. It's a Jewish day. Zu as zu darash Rav Shimon ben Zayma. Says the Mishnah, yo, said this drasha, atche darash ben Zayma. This was ben Zayma, v'agadah shal Pesach chayim. Ne, but by Ma'aseh Bereishis, we're getting into the spirit. Yeah, it says, by Ma'aseh Bereishis, yoim echad. Ne, but by Ma'aseh Bereishis, yoim echad. It says, by Ma'aseh Bereishis, v'ayerev, v'ayiboyker, yoim echad. And it says, with regards to, oisoy ves benoy, loisish,
tishchatu again b'yoy mechad. Not yoy mechad, but ma'isa bereshis yoy mechad l'chachar alayla, prochus tabez. Just like ma'isa bereshis, it was first erev and then b'iker. So too, af yoy mechad ama b'isa vez b'noy, hayoyim hoylech achar halayla, tonu rabbonin, ezu dorash Rab Shimon ben Zoyma. Being that the context of the pasuk of b'isa vez b'noy, is in the context of Kachem. What's the pasuk before that? The pasuk before that is the Halacha Mechus Hazman. Where is it? It's in Sefer Vayikra, in Parashas Emor, in Teiris Koyanim. Parashas Emor begins, Emor ala Kehanim. These are all mitzvahs that seem to be talking to Kehanim. Thus, there would have been a Havamina that even though the Gemara already worked out in the beginning of the parak, that Oysed as Benoi is true for Chulin as well, but maybe it follows the Kachem guidelines. What does that mean? Ube kachim, when it comes to kachim, the night always follows the day. So a carbon that could be eaten for one day, it's nechal yoyim v'layla. Not layla v'yoyim, it's yoyim v'layla. Thus, yochal avzekein said, ben zoyme gishmak. I would have thought that this is the same way. So maybe when it comes to the halach of oisev es benoy, the layla follows the yoyim. Nemar kan yoyim echov, and ebbe b'maisa bereshis yoyim echov. Not yoyim echov, but b'maisa bereshis yoyim echov. Just like b'maisa bereshis, it was vayi erev first, vayi second. Rebbe says, Yoim Echad. You know what the Torah meant when it said, it's coming to teach me something else. It's not coming to teach me what Ben Zoyma said, that Yoim is hoylech achar alayla. But rather, Yoim Echad miloshoin Yoim miyuchad. Yoim ha miyuchad ta'un kruz. There's one day that's miyuchad, whereas we'll see, it's 4 days that are miyuchad, where you need a kruz, that it's not enough to sell an animal and assume that you won't violate this iser of oisei vezmanoi. But rather, you need to notify the person that you're selling to. You have to let him know that you're selling. What's that yoyim echad? Again, it's not one day, it's really 4 days. And these 4 days of arba prokim bashana that are mentioned in the Mishnah. And on that note, hadron aloch Oisoi the Espinoi. So just before we begin the next Perek Kisei Adam, two Ha'aras. Number one, so the Mishnah over here mentioned that we learn from Vayihi Erev, Vayihi Boiker, Yoim Echad, that the Laila, the Yoim is Hoylech Achar Laila. That when it comes to the Jewish day, Yoim Hoylech Achar Laila. But the truth is, there are many drushes that Chazal learned from, I don't know, that there are many drushes that Chazal learned from this halacha of Vayere Vayiboyke Yoim Echas. I just wanted to speak out a short sicha. No, it's not long. That for Reb Shmuel Yankov, Zechet Tzadik Levrach, it's mentioned in his Sefer Zoisli Yaakov, it's a Dover Nifla. We'll tie it in a little bit to Inyana de Yoyma, which is Purim Katam. We know that Rashi says in Chumash, Parshas Bereshis, Vayere Vayevoyke Yoyim Echad. Really, what it should have said was Yoyim Rishon, Yoyim Sheni, Yoyim Shlishi, Yoyim Revi, not Yoyim Echad. It should have said Yoyim Rishon. That would have been the grammatically correct word to use. Says Rashi, why did the Torah say Yoyim Echad? Lefisha hoya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yachad Baylamay. On that day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yachad Baylamay. Shaloi Nivru HaMalachim Ad Yoyim Beis. Because the Malachim weren't created until the second day. The second day, they were already Malachim. But on the first day, it was Einoid Melvadai. It was V'niskav Hashem Levadai. Hashem was Echad Be'olamai. I mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Echad Be'olamai. The Torah was meramez that by saying Vayi'era Vayivayke Yoyim Echad, that this was a day of Echad. This was a day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Echad. He was a Yachid Be'olamai. Says Reb Shmuel Yankov, a Davar Niflan. This is classic. He says, there's a Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah Gimel Ches. Vayi'era Vayivayke Yoyim Echad. Shenasan Lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yoyim Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Yoyim Echad. Just like there was the first day, there was Vayere Vayibayke Yoyim Echad. There's Oysoi Vesbanoi Loisishchatu B'Yoyim Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Yoyim Echad as well. And what is that? Ve'eze Zeh Yoyim HaKippurim. Yom Kippur is also a Yoyim Echad. Says Reb Shmuel Yankov, a Dover Nifla, he says it based on a Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua says that we know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges mankind. So there's a Palmal Yashal Maila, there's Malachim, and there's a Bezdin Shal Maila, there's a jury, there's a Sanhedrin, there's a whole Palmalya of angels that are involved
in the din v'cheshven that every yid has to give on Rosh Hashanah. There's an entire pamalia. Says the Pnei Yeshua, it's the Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, daf tezayin amud beis, that's only on Rosh Hashanah. But when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's chal v'niskav Hashem v'vadoi. There's no malach that has any koyach on Yom Kippur. He says, how do I know that? He says it's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says that HaSatan is Begematria 364. What's the Cheshbon? The 365 days in the year. But there's only 364 of those days that the Satan has an ability to be Mekatrik. Because on one day on Yom Kippur, the Satan doesn't have any Koyach. Says the Pnei Yeshua, it's not just the Satan. All the Malachim, the entire Pamalya Shomayla, the entire Bezin Shomayla, everything is shot on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, it's the Nisk of Hashem Levadi. The only koyach in the world on Yom Kippur is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, that's why different Lashonis in the Gemara, that when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, it's Tzadikim, Nechtavim, Nechtam, La'alte, L'chaim, and the Risham, La'alte, L'misa, because being that there's a Pamal Yosham Milo, so it has to work with a certain surah, and there's a certain mahalach and justice system, how everything works. And the malachim control to a degree what happens, and as a result, if somebody's a Rasha, he's Nechtav L'misa, but when it comes to Yom Kippur, then it's already a time of Slicha Mechila. When it comes to Yom Kippur, it works with the Midah of Chesed, because on Yom Kippur, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do what he wants, Kaviyachal, and as a result, that's when it's manifest in the world, V'niskav Hashem Levadeh. Says Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv, that's the Oymek over here. The Oymek is Vayere Vayibayke Yoim Echad. That on the first day when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Echad. It's not Yoim Rishayim. It's Yoim Echad. Why Yoim Echad? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yachid by Lamoi. Shalai Nivru HaMalachim Ad Yoim Beis. That midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Echad, being Yachid by Lamoi, that is something that's manifest every single year on one day. The world goes back to the status that it was in on the first day of the year, and the first day of creation. And that is Yoy Mechad, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yachid Ba'ilama. And HaKadosh Baruch can do as he pleases, where there's no Malachim, even the Satan doesn't have an ability to be Mekatering on that day. It's all 100% HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Yoy Mechad is Yoy Mechad Shenasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yoy Mechad Ezez, the Yoy Makipurim. It's a play on the Echad that Rashi brings in Chumash at the beginning of Parashas Bereishis. That state of Echad, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yachid Ba'ilama, that Yoy Mechad Gufa is what chazes itself over every single year. And it's not just, this is a Yom Echad, that's also another pshat in Yom Echad. No, the Yom Echad of the Ezez El Yom Kippur is the Yom Echad with the Tifkait of Ayer Vayetvayku Yom Echad that Rashi brings in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, based on this Pnei Yeshua, that on Yom Kippur, the world is in a state of where it's V'niskav Hashem Levadim. Shmiyakev fears, oh, he's very geschmack. He says that there's one Masechta in Shas that talks about Yom Kippur, it's Masechta Yuma. Now, Yuma means Yoima, right? Yoima, it means day, but it means day in Aramaic. Really, if you think about it, it should have been written in Lashon HaKodesh. It's the Mishnah. Hayoim would be Yoima in Lashon HaKodesh. Why is it Masechtas Yuma? So he says, we know the Malachim don't speak Aramaic. Could be there's a remnant here in the entire Masechtas Yuma. The Masechtas Yuma deals with Yom Kippur. It deals with the Avodah of Yom Kippur. This is a Yoim where no Malach has any Shlita. The Avodah of Yom Kippur as a day, it's a Yoim Echad, but it's Yoim Echad al-Derech Rashi in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yachid by Lamais. So I was just thinking one Ha'ara. And that is that we know that Rizal said that Purim is Yom Kippurim. That there's some sort of connection between Purim and Yom Kippur. But not only is there a connection, he said that in a gewissem mos, to a certain degree, English, to Aramaic, to a certain degree, Purim is even greater than Yom Kippur. As if to say, Yom Kippurim is Yom Kippur, with the Kaf Adinyan. It's like Purim. On some level, Purim is more than Yom Kippur. How's that possible? So maybe you could say, you know, we've spoken about many times together in the Daf, that we know that every single Ummah, every nation, has its own Tsar that controls it. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bayru Manigas Olam. But at the same time, there's a system of how everything works. So you have Sari Shoraimi, and you have the Sari Parzamadai, Daniel saw all the Sarim, and all these Malachim, and all these Mazzolos in his famous dream. But the point is that there are Sarim and Malachim that govern each individual nation. The only nation that doesn't have a Sar and a Malach
that controls it, that's Klal Yisrael. V'yisim li segula mikol ha'amim. Ani Hashem lekeichem asher itzeis yeschem yeretz Mitzrayim. Lio yislachem lo elokim. What do you mean? Hashem is everybody's elokim. No, lio yislachem lo elokim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, of course, the creator of the world, but Hashem also micromanages every detail of every single yid. That's lio yislachem lo elokim, and that's something that only we have. So we're segula mikol ha'amim. We're different than all the nations of the world, because whereas all the nations of the world, everything works with a whole complex system of sarim and malachim, etc. But when it comes to us, it's going to be different. Stating that, Ramban says in his Pirush Al HaTorah, again, we've spoken about this so many times, but Ramban says in his Pirush Al HaTorah, that's only when the Yidden are living in Eretz Yisrael. But when the Yidden are in Chutz La'aretz, Kol Hador b'Chutz La'aretz, Doy Makimisha Ein Le'Aleka. What does it mean, Doy Makimisha Ein Le'Aleka? Because when we're in Chutz La'aretz, there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu already works with a malach. Who's the malach? So we said it's the malach Michael. But the point is, it works Mikael. But the point is, it works with a malach. Because when we're in Chutz La'aretz, they were not zoicha to have that special connection of a yisam lisagulam kol amin. That's only when we're in Chutz La'aretz. So in Chutz La'aretz, there's a hevdel. It's not this direct access that we have when we're in Eretz Yisrael. We know the Gemara says estim and ater minayin. The Gemara says shenema v'anoichi aster haster pone b'yemahu. And the Vilna Gaon in his Pirush and Esther left it says, Kiyodua, that what's the oimik in the Gemara? Estim and ater minayin. Everything is merumas in the Torah. So Estim and Atayra, and why Vanoichi Aster Haster Panai Be'emahu? See, he says a davar nifla. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not mentioned anywhere in Megillas Esther. And at first glance, it almost feels like that maybe it was just a bunch of coincidental events that took place in just perfect symmetry that resulted in a wonderful miracle where the Jews were able to be spared from this terrible gezeira. But the emes is not that way. The emes, of course, is that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is not mentioned beforeish anywhere in the Megillah, but Beremiza, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hidden everywhere in the Megillah. And the truth is that that's a very important lesson. The lesson is that sometimes we don't feel like maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pulling the strings and maybe he's not calling the shots, but it's a tois. Because even in a Hester Panim, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always the one that's drawing everything up, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's coordinating everything, and that's the oimik in the Gemara. Estim and Atayra Minayin. How do you know that even in a zman of Hester Panim? How do you know even in a time where you don't see the Shem Havayah because it's not mefurish, it's not there? How do you know that even if you're in Shushan Abira and you have a Melech Paras Umaday, when the Yidden are in a bitter gullus with this tsaris and the world seems to be falling apart? How do you know that even then, Estim and Atayra Minayin? How do you know even then that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really behind everything? And everything is happening from Hashem. The answer is Vanoichi Aster Aster Panim Be'emahu. That's where it's merumas. That even in a Hester Panim, there's going to be an Esther. And the story of Purim is our way of realizing that even in a zman of Hester Panim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still the one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still the one that's performing all the miracles. If that's the case, what's the takeaway of Purim? It's a great story. It's wonderful, and we have a yanta for it. But of course, Purim is something that was nichtav l'dayris because there's a lesson l'dayris, and the lesson the Dairus is that even in a time of Hester Panim, there's still an Esther. That even where it looks like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maybe now Behastara, I feel Behastara should be Toich Hastara, it doesn't matter. It's still Esther. There's still the story of Esther. And you still have the miracles. You still have the miracles of Purim. Meaning, even though that when we're in Gala, says the Ramban, it's Doy Mekimishen Le'alika. Even though when we're in Gala, says the Ramban, it's not V'yisim Lisa Gula Mikol Amin. It's not Leo Yislachem Le'alikim. It's with the Malach Michael. But at the same time, even in Gala, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even in Gala, there's V'niska V'Hashem Levadai. Even in Gala, there's a concept of Einoid Milvadai. You don't see it. It's Doy Mekimishen Le'alika. But it's only daima kamisha ein leyelika, right? The Gemara doesn't say kol adar b'chutz la'aretz ein leyelika. What it says is daima kamisha ein leyelika. Why? Because you're in a hest upon him, so it's daima. You don't see anything. It's daima kamisha ein leyelika. You don't see the shem avai. It's nowhere in the Megillah. But at the same time, if you look for it, you're gonna find it. Of course, it's all there. And the point is, it's only daima. But really, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's the case, so it comes out of Dovah Noira. Yom Kippur is the Yom Echad. What does it mean it's the Yom Echad? It's the one day of the year where it's the Niska Vashem Levadai, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes back to the state of the first day of creation, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yachid Baylam. It's not Yom Rishon, it's really Yom Echad. But the truth is not only that one day. What's that one day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is V'niska V'Hashem Levadai, and now all of a sudden it's not V'niska V'Hashem Levadai? It's always V'niska V'Hashem Levadai. But now it's all Bahastara, because now there's Malachim, and now there's Koychavim, and now there's Mazalis, now there's a whole Shalsheles. What's the lesson that there's a one day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yachid Baylamay? That's Yom Kippur. What's the Makar that even when we're in Golos, even when we're doing the Kamisha Ein Le'alekai, it's still V'niskav Hashem Levadoi. It's still Einoim Levadoi. That's Purim. What's a greater lesson? Purim. Thus Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim. Because Yom Kippur is the day where it's clear, where the Satan's not even Makatrik, where we go back to the first day of creation, where it's Mamish Yachid Baylamay. Purim is the lesson that all 365 days, even the other 364, it's also HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Yachid Baylamay. He's masked. It's Esther Bonim. It's Vanoichi Aster Aster. But the lesson of Purim is on a higher level than the lesson of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is, that's the day where it's clear. Purim teaches me that even where it's not clear, even where it doesn't seem that way, but Vanoichi Aster Aster Ponim Vayemahu, in the greatest Astara, there's still an Aster. Either way, Zok, the Mishnah Vaita, Perik Kisui Hadam. A very geschmack of Perik. Zok, the Mishnah. So what's the Aloch of Kisui Hadam? So, loosely translated, we'll see a lot of the details in the coming dafin, but the pasuk says, V'ish ish mibnei Yisrael menagera garbesoichem, asher yotzu tzeitchaya, if somebody catches a chaya, oy oif, or a bird, what's notably omitted? A behemoth. So if somebody has a chaya or an oif, asher yeyachel, has to be a kosher animal, shechted properly, the shafach has damai, the halach is v'kiso ba'ofer. You have to take the blood and you have to cover it. So yet, there's a mitzvah to cover the blood. We're dealing with behemoth chulin, as we'll see in the Mishnah. So a chaya or an oif of chulin, the halach is after you shechted, there's a mitzvah of kisei adam. This halacha does not relate to a behemoth. It's true for Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. It's nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. Bechulin, it's only noyig bechulin avolei b'mikdashim. So that's in contrast to Yosef Ez Benoy, the previous parak, which said bechulin ube mikdashim. Thus, we had a whole mishnah of all the different scenarios. When it comes to kisei adam, it's only bechulin ube mikdashim. Noyig bechaya ube oif. It's like the chayv oif. The pasuk says chay and oif. It's whether this chay and oif was mezumin, meaning it's living in your house, or if it's in a mezumin. This is in contrast to shiluach hakan that only noyeg if it was in a mezumin ki kare. The pasuk says the noyeg bekvi. What's that? Mipnei shehu safik, because at the very least it's a safik chayo. So you have to do kisei adam. The ein shoych the. If you do, you can't do kisei adam. Why can't you shecht it? Because maybe it's a behemah, and if it's a behemah, you won't be able to do kisei adam. But then again, maybe it's a chay, you will have to do kisei adam. But since you don't know if it's a behemah or a chay, you can't do kisei adam. Thus, you might be mevatel the mitzvah. What if you did shecht it? The Gemara explained this in very great detail in the previous parak. Either way, zok the Gemara. Mikdashim my time alois. And Rishon said kisei adam is only noyig by a chayor and oif of chulin. It's not noyig by a chayor oif of kachem. Why not? And really, the kasha is from oif. Chatas oif or an eilas oif. Why is there no mitzvah of kisei adam? Says Gemara. Is it because Rab Zeira? Damar Rab Zeira. Easy Gemara. Sheikh tzarich sheitan offer the matap over the mile. When you do kisei adam, you have to make sure that there's offer underneath the dam and there's offer on top of the dam. Shenemar as the pasuk says, v'shafach es damoy v'chiseu ba'offer. Offer loy nemar elo be'offer. It says in the Torah v'chiseu be'offer. It's be, not be. Be'offer. Malamid, you learn from there. Sheikh tzarich sheitan offer the matap over the mile. V'cholay efshar. How are you going to put offer lamalo v'offer lamato with the chatas oif for the oil side? Why not? Because what do you do with the dam of the chatas of the oil soif? It goes on the mizbeach, right? The Torah says you have to put the dam on the mizbeach. So once the dam is on the mizbeach, how are you going to do kisei adam? Now, there's no problem to put the offer on top of the dam. The problem is on bottom. Why? Because, hey, chilav, leisef, vilevatle, should you put offer on the mizbeach and then leave it there? Kamoisev abinyin. You're adding to the mizbeach. We know the dimensions of the mizbeach was very precise. And as a result, you can't just add a layer. You can't add a tefach. So if you're going to put offer and leave it there, it's going to be a problem. Like levatle, maybe put offer there and have in mind that you're going to take it away. Kavi chatzitzo. Then it's a chatzitzo. Because if you didn't have a mind to be mevatel the offer on the mizbeach, you plan on removing it, that means if the dam now landed on the mizbeach, meaning on the offer that's on the mizbeach, it never really landed on the mizbeach. Because that offer that's on top of the mizbeach is a chatzitzo, says the Gemara. Therefore, it's not possible. And being that it's not possible, so you have no way to do kisei adam. So it's a technical problem. Meaning, really, there should be kisei adam by an oif of kachim. Why not? It's a technicality. But the Gemara says, why? Nehida lemato loy efshar, lemaila efshar. Why can't you, at the very least, just do kisui on top? Liavet kisui.
Meaning, and even though the katchila it says bet offer, which means he's supposed to put offer lamata and offer lamalo, but miloi tanya, didn't we learn in a brisa? Rabbi Yonis and Ben Yosef Omer shachet chay v'achas shachet behemah. If somebody shachet chay, then he shachet behemah. Potter milachaso is there's no kisei adam because the dam behemah is already covering the dam chaya, so there's no way now to cover it. Shachet chay v'achas shachet behemah. If you shachet a behemah v'achas chaya, but if you first shachet behemah, then you shachet a chaya. Chay v'achaso is there is a mitzvah kisoy, even though the dam chaya is on top of the dam behemah, which means there's no way to do the kisoy be'offer because you can't put offer lamata because it's on top of dam behemah. Doesn't matter. B'di'evet, it's okay to put offer lamayla. So the Gemara's kash is why is there no mitzvah kisoy adam when it comes to b'chatos evin ayilos life? Because there's no way to do offer lamata. Offer lamayla you could do. Offer lamata. Why? If you're gonna leave the offer lamata. If you're going to remove it, it's a chatzitza. That means the dam never went on the mizbeach. What's the problem? Just forget the whole offer lamata. You don't need it. It's truly katchila, but it's a mefurish b'raisam. You like Tanya? It's Rabbi Yonis ben Yosef already said that the whole offer lamata is only a katchila. Okay, so you won't have the lekatchila, but the evidence certainly okay. Zok the Gemara k'der Rav Zeira. The answer is Rav Zeira. Dam Rav Zeira. Rav Zeira said, "Kol rei lebi lebi lemakeves." But Chosheh rei lebi lebi lemakeves. But Rav Zeira said this with regards to menachas. But this is a principle that Rav Zeira said that it's true. Sometimes you find things that are not ma'akev, but at least what is ma'akev that you could have, would have, should have done it. So it's not ma'akev to be able to mix the mincha. Right, bila with a mincha, belila is not ma'akev, but it has to be roi labila. So if you have a mincha that's impossible to mish, that's a psul. So too, it's true, says the Gemara, that it's not ma'akev to put off a lamata, but it's ma'akev that you should be able to have a way to put off a lamata. And with dam kachim, there is no way to have dam lamata. As a result, it's not going to be possible to do kiseh dam. Frank the Gemara, what's the big deal? Why can you take all the dam, put it on the mizbeach? Forget about kiseh dam. Do a regular hazah, mitzui, whatever you're supposed to do with a chata zoif and an oila sadoif. After the dam is on the mizbeach, scrape the dam off the mizbeach, and then velichsi, and then cover it. Put offer on the mizbeach, or put offer anywhere, it doesn't even matter. Just do the hazah first. Why can't I first do the hazah, then remove the dam, and after I remove the dam, do a proper kisui? Miloi t'nah, this is also a mishnah. Isn't there a mefurish a mishnah? The kamon peizayin amidbeis, dam anites, v'shalas akin chayv l'chasois, that when you shecht a chay, a regular chay, not kachim, kulin, you shecht an animal, and there's a little bit of dam on the knife, you have to remove the dam, you scrape it off the knife, and do kisui. So you see, scraping dam is not a stira to the halach of kisei adam. So why is there a problem to do kisei adam with behemoth with an oif of kach and chatas oif ha'ilas oif? The issue is, how are you doing the hazah? It's not an issue. Do the hazah gizint dahart. Do it, follow all the protocols of perik chatas oif, work it all out. But at the same time, after you do the hazah and the mitzvah, you remove the dam, and after you remove the dam, do the kisei. You're going to tell me, mecha tesi, I could still do kisei by scratching dam? Yeah, every time you have the dam on the sakin, you scrape the dam off the sakin, and then you do the chisoy. So, freak the Gemara, hachinami nigra v'nichsile. So, the Gemara says, kachim izbech, hachinami. If the Mishnah was talking about kachim izbech, it'd be right. Hachamai eskino, when the Mishnah says that you can't, that there's no kisei dam u'mikdashim, it's not referring to kachim izbech, but rather, b'kachay bedek habayis. It's discussing kachay bedek habayis. What does that mean? So, that already will segue into the next stash, Be'ezus Hashem, and we will stop here.